This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, you're about to experience the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, with America's favorite capitalist evangelist and conservative rock star. Direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. Now it's time to go to war with the most fiery, dynamic, relentless, in-your-face anti-tax warrior, American May, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, another big day in Trump land. So much going on. It is just amazing. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio as well as Newsmax TV. Couple of stories fighting for what's number one in Wayne Root's news universe. Number one, a female shooter. Haven't heard of that one before. I don't think I've ever heard that in my life. A female shooter, loose and then self-inflicted gunshot wound at the headquarters of YouTube in Northern California. Female shooter. Killing several people and then killing herself. Total of four victims are receiving medical care, including the deceased suspect. Let's see. I think it was. I thought it was four dead, but maybe it's just four injured. And she herself is dead. But in any case, an attack at YouTube, and first time in my memory that we find a female shooter found inside dead, at least four wounded. Okay, so hopefully, I say that in a very positive vein. Hopefully, the only dead person is the self-inflicted gunshot wound, and she was not able to kill others, only wound others. I thought it said four dead. So I'm actually relieved to hear that that she shot four people. Terrible thing, but they're alive before killing herself. Not what I read quickly when I was rushing through headlines. So a female shooter is dead, committed suicide, self-inflicted after shooting others, four others, at YouTube headquarters. And then the second thing is fighting for that lead story is that caravan headed for Mexico. Trump did it again. Trump told Mexico that I'm going to cut off your funds. I'm going to cut off your foreign aid. I'm going to cut off your military aid. I'm going to cut off your NAFTA. We're going to destroy NAFTA and you're done. The one thing he left out, he should have brought up, as one of my fans actually pointed out. One of my fans sent a note and said, Donald Trump needs to demand Americans stop vacationing in Mexico. Cut off all tourism dollars to Mexico. Maybe not every American will listen, but I'll bet you all the conservatives will listen. And so Trump should say no more vacations in Mexico. Let's just cut them off at the knees. Watch Mexico drown. Watch him come back and say, how much do you want for the wall? And when Trump says $25 billion, they'll say, can we give you 40? Because they probably do about a half trillion a year in tourism. So what the hell? They can afford to give $40 billion for the wall. That's the way you play the game, folks. And Trump played the game, and he threatened Mexico, and Mexico came back and said, we're breaking up the caravan. So they're breaking up the caravan, supposedly by tomorrow. The caravan leaders announce they're unfazed. They're going to continue marching towards the U.S. And so Trump said, hey, don't worry about it. I'm sending the military to the border. Until the wall is built, the United States military will block the border. Nobody's getting in. See, they didn't count on Trump being that smart and that creative. He's not a moron like Barack Obama. Obama, who sat there with his thumb in his mouth, you know, screaming, open borders, open borders, open borders. Let everyone in. Let every Muslim refugee in. Let everyone from Mexico and Central America come in with tattoos on their faces, signifying they're murdering, rapist, killer, gangbang drug dealers. You know, can you imagine? It's hard to even believe how stupid. Or, well, you know, that's silly of me to even call Obama stupid. How brilliant Obama is. Not stupid, brilliant, because he knew what he was doing. He was overwhelming the system. That's what he was doing. Just like Cloward Piven, two professors at Columbia, taught us when I went to Columbia with Obama. Cloward and Piven, a husband-wife professor team, said you overwhelm the system to take down capitalists to their knees by bankrupting the nation. And so Obama knew exactly what he was doing. So it's no use calling him dumb. He's actually brilliant. It's a brilliant plan. But Trump just screwed that plan up because we are building the wall. And until we build the wall, he says he's putting military on that border. And the military is going to block the caravan from coming in. But he already forced the Mexican government to block the caravan from coming in. So on every level, Trump was there with a creative idea to stop this. Something you never would have gotten out of Barack Obama. By the way, skipping back to the terrible situation in San Bruno, California with YouTube, I don't want anybody to ever be heard anywhere, whether they're liberal or conservative, doesn't matter, whether they're white or black, whether they're Muslim or Christian or Jewish, none of it ever matters. It's always a disaster, and we never want to see it, and we never want to see it with guns, because right away gives liberals the chance to say, see, I told you, so we got to ban guns. So no sooner does it happen, talk about taking advantage of something politically. Did I take advantage of it politically? No, there's nothing political that I had to say about it. Nancy Pelosi immediately calls for gun control after active shooter reported at YouTube headquarters. An active shooter unleashed a barrage of bullets at YouTube in San Bruno, California. KPIX 5 reporter Andrea Burba said at least two Homeland Security units were responding. Police radio transmissions described casualties being taken to local hospitals. So this was actually a little bit earlier before we knew that the situation was over, four shot, and the shooter committed suicide. But Nancy Pelosi immediately wasted no time calling for gun control. Pelosi tweeted, my staff and I closely following developments in the active shooter situation at YouTube headquarters in San Bruno, California. Thank you to our heroic first responders, our Bay Area community, and all American communities. And then she put hashtag end gun violence. Does she put hashtag end knife violence? Because for the first time since 1800, London passed New York City for murders in the last 2 months combined. 2 months in a row for the first time since 1800 they passed New York City. And London has the strictest gun control in the world, but what happened in London was almost all knife attacks. And also what's happening separate from murders is London is just dramatically higher in the United States in every other form of violent crime, from rape to house robberies, simple house robberies, to armed robberies, to carjackings. London is just dominating the numbers over the United States in all forms of violent crime and crime. And also is now the acid attack capital of the world because they let in all those Muslim refugees and all those Muslim migrants, and they just love to throw acid in people's faces. And again, don't let the right-wing watch or any liberals misconstrue what I said. I'm not saying all Muslims do terrible things like that. I'm sure 98% don't. But the 2% that do wouldn't be in the country if you first extreme vetted them, like brilliant Donald Trump wants to do. And the morons in the Democratic Party don't want anybody to be vetted. They just want to let everybody in, even if they're going to perpetrate acid attacks on people's faces. Isn't that great? Isn't that wonderful? Just wonderful. In any case, Nancy Pelosi trying to take advantage of the female shooter. I'm sure by the time the show is over, we'll know much, much more about what happened. All I know is the left is going to use this again. You know, isn't it just unbelievable? It's just so convenient to be a left-winger, to be a liberal, because every time there's a shooting, and you know there's going to be shootings because the world's full of nutcases, and many of them have their guns illegally, and they use that as grounds to get rid of legal weapons. That makes absolutely no sense. None. Zero. But they get this easy, what's it called, easy pickings, low-hanging fruit. You just stand around and you just wait, and every single time there's a shooting, you blame Republicans, and you blame the NRA, and you blame guns. Oh, man, life is easy, isn't it? Life is easy when you can just blame every time. And by the way, not just blame every time there's a shooting, but cover up every time there's an Islamic shooting. Liberals have it so easy. Just cover up every single time there's an Islamic shooting. It's the gun's fault. But it's not liberals' fault, or it's not the incompetent FBI's fault. It's not the fault of liberal policies that allow everyone in the country. It's the gun's fault. In any case, it's never the religion's fault. No, of course not. It's never extremism's fault, extreme radicalism's fault. No. So Trump said, number one, we'll bring military to the border, and number two, skipping back to the caravan, number two, we will bring Mexico to its knees and cut you off in funding. And Mexico got the message. They say they're breaking up the caravan, but some of the caravan says they're still coming, and Trump says, no problem, we'll have the military waiting for you. I love it. I think it's great. I think it's great. Trump also says our immigration laws are an Obama joke. Trump demands Congress act now as a legal alien army marches towards the U.S. border. He says that our laws are a Obama joke. Obama made it impossible to stop us from stopping someone from getting across the border. Not to stop us, to made it possible for us to stop those getting across the border. But Mexico, thank goodness, got the message. And I said that from the beginning. Trump just needs to put the pressure on Mexico. Put the pressure on Mexico. I've also got a new commentary that'll be out in Thursday's Las Vegas Review Journal. It's called Trump's Secret Sauce, Illegal Immigration. And it does celebrate and it does thank Donald Trump and brag a bit about Donald Trump and his policy towards illegals and how he just hopefully solved the caravan issue today by thinking out of the box and being creative and doing things that Obama would have said could not be done. Great job, Donald Trump. Great job. You know, tied in with illegal immigration is another big story in the news. You know, I'm Mr. Anti-Tax. I just hate taxes, and I just hate tax increases. And in Seattle, people are getting ready to move out in droves because there's been such massive homeowner tax increases in Seattle in the last couple of years. Taxes are up dramatically. Let's see the number here. Taxes up 43% in 4 years. Property taxes on a medium-valued home in King County, this is in Seattle, Washington, are up about $800 this year compared to last year. So just in 2014, 4 years ago, you would have paid $4,100 for a $300,000 home, $4,100 a year for property tax. Now you pay $5,904. So basically it went from $4,000 to $6,000 for the same house, for the exact same house. And people don't understand. They just don't understand. How does this happen? It happens because you live in a liberal state and because they believe in illegal immigration. And illegal immigrants are this massive cost on society. Massive, massive, massive cost on society. And because of that, your property taxes go up and your sales taxes go up. And thousands of user fees that they don't call taxes go up. And, of course, your income taxes go up. In Seattle, or at least in Washington, there are no state income taxes, so that I'm sure that's going to change soon. But in Seattle, they passed a tax in the city on successful people. All of it is because you need so much money for legals. So these issues are all intertwined. Taxes and big government and government spending out of control and illegal immigration are all tied together. It's all because of the illegals. We'll be right back. War Now.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com and enter code USA at checkout.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty, even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM, 866-509-TERM, 866-509-TERM.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for Blue Blocker Sunglasses. How good are Blue Blockers? First, America's astronauts use the same blue blocking formula in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million. They're as stylish as sunglasses, costing hundreds more. They look great on both men and women. Blue Blockers provide the best eye protection, blocking 100% of the UVA, UVB, and blue light. Blue light is very bad for your eyes and often the cause of many eye diseases. Blue Blocker Sunglasses block 100% of the blue light. They're the most protective sunglasses you can own. You can hit the lens lens with a hammer and the lens won't shatter. We've heard of cases where a Blue Blocker customer got into a car accident, and if it weren't for Blue Blockers, they would be blind today. So call toll-free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. You receive a pair of standard aviator-style Blue Blockers with carrying case neck strap, and if you're not 100% satisfied, you can return them within 90 days for a full refund. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777.
War no. Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior now at 844-WAR-NOW-1. That's 844-WAR-NOW-1. 844-927-6691. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, this segment of the show. This entire show, by the way, is sponsored by good old Tangible Investments. They are the main title sponsor. We're in the Tangible Investments studio. Why Tangible Investments? Because, you know, a storm's coming. You need to protect your income, your assets, your family, your future. Tangible is your safe haven from the storm. Be among the first 100 callers. And Tangible will send you absolutely free a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle coin, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com, TII1.com. Ready, set, go. Calls come in right now. First 100, get the coin free. It's worth about $20. Help your kids start their coin collection, your grandkids, your nieces, your nephews, the favorite kids at your classroom. 800-780-9000. Thank you, Tangible Investments. Thank you, Megan Barth. She has joined us. Hey, Megan, how are you?
Hi, good. How are you? I'm
good.
Trying to tweet, and I can't get my fingers to work.
You know that Cliff Lawrence always sends me his jokes. I like to read a couple in each segment, so I think you'll get a kick out of some of these.
Good.
The annual Easter egg, White House Easter egg roll was yesterday, and predictably President Trump is now engaged in a Twitter war with the Easter Bunny. That was pretty good. How about this one? Chinese news. Escalating tension between the U.S. and China is having ripple effects. For example, Connie Chung has cut off relations with Maury Povich. That's a good line. And finally, on the reality scale, because this joke is so real, in 1860, the Pony Express began operations, and mail service has declined ever since. Mail carriers on horseback routinely ambushed by robbers and attacked by Indians, but even so, service was much more reliable then than it is today. Cliff Lawrence, just a couple of his funny bits. He's a comedy writer, writes for all the late-night shows, sends me all his humor for free because he's a big fan of the show, and we love to get his jokes out there. It's a brighten your day. All right, Megan, a bad, speaking of brighten your day, how about not brighten your day? A shooting by a female. I've never heard of that before. A female at YouTube in San Bruno, California, running loose of the building, according to reports, shooting her boyfriend and three others and then killing herself. That could be a new low. We have not heard of a female mass shooter before. At least I haven't. That's pretty bad.
No, yeah. And that just broke, and I literally just found out. We just found out it was a female.
Yes, and we also just found out. I'm very careful what I say, so don't interpret what I'm saying that this was a Muslim terror attack or ISIS or anything like that, but she was wearing a headscarf, and I thought that was interesting. First of all, it's warm out. It's spring. Nobody wears headscarves except for Islamic people. Does that make her absolutely Islamic? No. Does that make it a terror attack? No, not necessarily. But could it be? Could it be some form of Islamic extremism? It could be. Why was she wearing a headscarf? I don't know. But just important to note, the UK Daily Mail made a point of saying she was wearing a headscarf. I thought that was interesting. Mm-hmm. Drudge also had a headline that indicated that in the last few days, ISIS has encouraged people to attack social media companies. So who knows what this related to? It did relate to her boyfriend, according to the UK Daily Mail, but she did take out several other people. Thank God it appears they are dead. They've all been rushed to the hospital. We don't know their condition, but it's just interesting to note headscarf and Drudge reporting that ISIS has encouraged their followers to attack social media. So it's just something to keep an eye on what this really was related to. You know, if the government has any, if the FBI has any, you know, place in it, they're going to try and cover up the any involvement of Islamic extremism.
6 months later, we have no idea why Las Vegas happened. So hopefully the FBI doesn't ruin it, because our trust right now in the FBI is at an all-time low, especially around here. This is what I like about what you just said. You're not jumping to conclusions.
No, just throwing things out there.
But I'll tell you who's going to be jumping to conclusions.
They already did.
Oh, they already did.
Nancy Pelosi.
Of course they did.
She put hashtag no gun violence.
Right. And so no gun violence means confiscation of guns.
Right.
You know, gun control is just that euphemism for gun confiscation, much
correct.
Like Obamacare was not the Affordable Care. It was the Affordable Care Act, but there was nothing affordable or caring about it.
Right.
And so, of course, they jumped to the conclusions already, because it's all about taking our guns. Because if they're willing to take our voices through censorship, which is what we just witnessed against Laura Ingraham, and they've already said that they want to take guns, so let's believe them. When someone shows you who they are, believe them. And so they've made it very clear, even this vice chair of the DNC.
Correct.
Wanted to repeal the Second Amendment.
And everybody on every march, all their signs were take the guns away from their cold, dead hands.
Right.
I mean, every one of them, they weren't just hinting take the guns away. They weren't hinting. They were screaming, we're going to kill you if we have to take your guns away. I mean, it's kind of interesting that, you know, how can any... for years I've said this. I was on with, what's the British guy, Piers Morgan? Is it Piers Morgan? I was on with Piers Morgan like 5 or 6 years ago debating guns on CNN. Didn't know it was going to be a gun debate. Show you how liberals always ambush us. He invited me on, and that day, I was on that night, that day his staff spent the entire day questioning me on every question he'd ask what my answers would be. See how they get an advantage over you? He knew my answers, I didn't know his, but they fooled me. Oh, we're going out, we'll be back in a sec, we'll finish the story. We're now with Megan Barth. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
War. USA Radio News.
Police and federal officials have responded to reports of a shooting today at the YouTube headquarters in San Bruno, California. So far, all police are saying is that there was an active shooter. This eyewitness describes what she heard from her backyard.
I was in my backyard and I just heard a series of gunshots, and I don't know gunshots, but it sounded, I could tell that's what it was. It went on, it was boom, 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 boom.
And this man at the nearby Carl's Jr. describes what he saw.
2-3 shots, and then like within 30 seconds after that, or 40 seconds after that, then I seen the girl running out. And then she was shot in the leg. Then the other people that were behind me, they opened the doors, let her in, pulled her in, and they grabbed a bunch of napkins. So I come back, and I checked on the girl. Then after I checked on the girl, she all right? She got shot in the leg. So then I ran back over there, and then I'm looking inside. And then when I'm looking, then the other guy goes, oh, he just shot the other person.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention, ladies. Is your bladder bothering you or controlling your life? Do you want to sleep through a night without getting up all the time? Do you want to keep your active lifestyle, freedom, without looking for bathrooms all the time, plus regain your confidence? Well, now you can with Better Woman. Better Woman is an all-natural supplement specifically formulated with 20 pure Chinese herbs. It works to improve your bladder control with no side effects or harsh chemicals. Better Woman has been helping women with bladder control problems since 2002. Thousands have trusted us. We want to help you. Call right now and learn how to get a free bonus bottle, a $45 value, and join thousands of women to get your bladder control back. Better Woman is freedom in a bottle. Call now and find out how to get a free bonus bottle of Better Woman.
800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. That's 800-897-5406.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Wayne Allyn Root, the the conservative warrior now at 844-WAR-NOW-1. That's 844-WAR-NOW-1. 844-927-6691. Now, back to war.
You know, the world is definitely crazy. Did you ever think the day would come? I'm looking at the New York Post and there's a headline. With him, with her. She's like a 40-year-old female principal having sex with some teenage student, and the student came forward with a sex tape. Isn't that interesting? You just can't believe. Yesterday, I saw a guy was charged with murder. He's in prison in shackles. He looks like your average, everyday, like, you know, just middle American Joe, sweet-faced 28-year-old. He's a pastor who just graduated pastor school, and he murdered his girlfriend because he's got an obsession with a violent movie, and he always wanted to kill someone like the violent movie. And I'm like, a pastor murdered his girlfriend because he loves violence in movies? It's strange stuff out there, man. You just, real life is more crazy than any fiction in the world. I gotta tell you.
You can't write reality.
No, no. So anyway, quickly, before we get to Megan, let me mention who's the sponsor of this segment of the show. Omega, Krill Omega 50 Plus by Purity Products. Everybody always debated, you want fish oil or krill oil to get your omega-3s? No debate anymore. Krill Omega 50 from our friends at Purity Products is the way to end that debate because it combines fish oil and krill oil, powerful for your cardiovascular health, and it's also powerful for your joint health. You'll feel better in 7 days, guaranteed. They're so sure it'll work for you. Purity wants to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate's over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. It's toll-free anywhere in the United States, and the bottle is free, as well as the call, 800-399-6392, 800-399-6392. One more time, slow, get out the pen. 800-399-6392. All right, back with Megan. So we were talking about the unfairness of this gun control message. Now, liberals think they own it, and they tried to destroy the career of Laura Ingraham. It's, you know, everyone's celebrating that she's back and she has her job, but I don't think we should celebrate. It's amazing that her job was ever threatened in the first place.
Well, and
what did she do wrong?
Exactly. And thank God, because this was a censorship campaign.
Correct.
And, you know, over at Media Equalizer, who I'm actually the co-chair now, we have an activist group called Stop the Scalpings on Facebook. We gained 2,000 followers this weekend because of our campaign. It was hashtag Stand With Laura. And that activist network, that Stop the Scalpings, is the same network that saved Sean Hannity's career last year, mm-hmm. Memorial Day
Fantastic.
Weekend. So it was up to us on Easter weekend to try to boycott the boycotters, or at least show our dissent with the sponsors that were leaving her in droves.
But here's what's sad. You have 2,000 real people that joined. They have 800,000 bots from Russia that joined on the other side. I mean, that's, you know, they just announced the other day that David Hogg, who's been emailing me left and right, I never want to discuss what we're talking about, so let's not even bring that up. That's a private conversation between me and him. But it was disclosed the other day that many of his, I think he's 800,000 followers on Twitter. Many of them, they say, are Russian bots. And so they're not on your 2,000 are real people. On the right,
absolutely.
On the right, we get real people. Now, here's the left claiming Trump and conservatives are with Russia, and yet whenever Russia's involved, it's Russian bots helping the left. It's not helping the right. This is all so confusing.
It's called a diversion from reality, and that's really what this campaign was about. It was against censorship. I said, stand with Laura or kneel to censorship, because Media Matters, which basically David Hogg is a spokesperson for. He's mm-hmm. retweeting their tweets.
Mm-hmm.
He's asking for the sponsors to be boycotted. He basically has a bigger microphone. And he attacked her sponsors along with Media Matters Help. And Media Matters is a Dave Brock-funded organization, George Soros Money Tides Foundation, and their sole purpose is to silence conservative voices.
Well, I know they attacked me on many occasions. So, I mean, I've been the butt of their attacks and jokes on numerous occasions.
But this isn't something new to the left, okay?
Right.
Remember the fairness doctrine, Wayne?
Right.
We're old enough to remember the fairness.
They tried to kill talk radio.
They tried to kill talk radio.
Now they're trying
Why?
To kill conservative social media.
Right.
Right.
And conservative websites. We've lost, you know, news websites. We're getting less traffic. All the algorithms have changed.
Forget about less traffic, dramatically down to almost zero.
If I do a Google search, you know, for some of my investigative research and
mm-hmm.
stuff, if I do a Google search before, if I would Google, like, I don't know, Obama, Iran deal, I would get, you know, Zero Hedge. I would mm-hmm. get Gateway Pundit.
You don't get that anymore.
No.
Wow.
All I get is New York Times.
Wow.
Let's see, what L.A. Times.
Wow. Washington Post.
Washington Post.
Yeah.
You know, the same cast of characters.
Scary.
And so what has become Their goal, like I said, since the Fairness
Act, is to dominate the news. You can only get one side.
That's right, exactly. That's why it's
called
fake news. Propaganda.
Right. It's not only dominating the news, but keep in mind, again, when a David Hogg comes along, and I don't like anything he believes in, but I think he's a very bright kid. I think he's absolutely a brilliant kid, and he's out to cause a lot of trouble. He's got a lot of rich people behind him.
And he's got a filthy mouth.
All right. And the deal is, it's easy for him to get a million followers because Facebook and Twitter push the hell out of his to every person in their network, whereas with me, they push it to no one. They shadow ban me.
Right.
So it's impossible
and
for us to get
people.
And
I think he needs to learn some manners. I figure if he's been emailing you left and right, he's probably listening. You know, when does the disrespect stop and the respect for debate begin? And he can't go around calling me a child murderer. I'm a CCW holder and an NRA member, and I just signed up as a lifetime member.
Mm-hmm. So did many others.
He can't go around saying, our stupid parents don't know how to use this effing democracy. Excuse me, we don't use the democracy. We defend a republic.
Right, you say it's not a democracy, it's a republic.
So he needs to learn a little bit of history. And I think that's why he's kind of afraid to debate Kyle Kushev. And Kyle is the conservative.
I know he is.
You know who he is.
He's a conservative version of David Hogg.
Exactly.
He's a kid.
And he's not given a microphone. He's not given a bully pulpit.
The media.
He's not given Media Matters.
Right.
This is a game of war.
Because the right can't get famous because the media controls every platform, and that's the problem.
And guess who owns the media?
Kyle Kushev, if you asked 100 people on the street, probably 10 would know David Hogg, 90 wouldn't at all, and no one would know Kyle Kushev. No one.
Yeah, the Democrats own the media. The media owns the narrative, and the narrative is everything.
But here's what David Hogg has to understand, if he's listening, David. Wayne Root, although I would defend the Second Amendment with my life, would also defend the First Amendment with my life. You have every right to be out there debating and arguing your cause. Every single right. As a matter of fact, as I've said in numerous emails to you, I'm dying for you to come on this show. I'm dying for you to debate me. So let's see what happens. But I would defend your right to, even though I disagree with what you believe in, I would defend your right every single time
to argue. But
he won't
defend your right to speak.
Correct. No liberal ever does. That's my point.
And he has to decide whether or not he wants to be treated as an adult or protected like a child.
Right. Agreed. All of them do.
You know, you're playing in a political... Politics is a blood sport. And he obviously just started war last week, and then guess what? We won the war. We don't start wars, we win them.
You're a little more optimistic than I am as to what war we've won.
You know,
do we keep the Second Amendment for the moment? Yeah, we haven't won anything yet. You mean that Laura stayed on the air?
We'll never get the repeal of the Second Amendment as long as we keep some states, because it takes 2/3 of the states to repeal an amendment. I heard a Democrat senator himself say they aren't going to go after repeal, but
right.
They're certainly going to go after certain types of confiscation.
Correct. We haven't won anything yet is all I'm trying to point out.
If they're willing to disarm you, they're going to be willing to silence you, and this is what we're witness of.
Correct. But my point is we haven't won anything yet. You got to keep on guard forever, because you can never state definitively we won anything, because right now we got the Second Amendment, but we've also got people fighting it 24 hours, 7 days a week. David Hogg is one of thousands out there trying to fight it, so we're always going to be under attack, and it's always wasn't it Reagan who said freedom is always like 5 minutes away from destruction? What was his exact?
It was that freedom is never a generation more from extinction.
Well, forget generation. Now with social media, it's 5 minutes away from extinction. It's not a generation. It could be overnight.
No,
it's unbelievable.
You look at this, and it is generational, because you see, Generation Z has some different values than Generation Y, and the Democrats are very interested in millennials. Why do you think they're using them as political props? I mean, they even, used an 11-year-old girl on stage calling for a world without guns. That's not reality. It sounds really good. It's great at tugging at the heartstrings, but there is no such thing as a world without guns, because criminals will always have guns. The police will always have guns, and if it's only the police and the government have guns, I thought that was a bad thing, according to Black Lives Matter.
It's called 100 million dead in the 20th century at the
That's
hands
right.
of communism. It's called 6 million of my Jewish
and
relatives
it's really
dead
not helpful.
In Nazi Germany.
It's
dead.
Really not helpful to their cause. Well, actually it is, because it shows exactly who they are. If they're going to have an activist who's a teenager that comes out on stage wearing a Cuban flag, forgive me, as if I'm American, I take some offense at her proudly wearing
who wore
a communist.
Who wore a Cuban flag on
it
stage?
It was Emma. Is it Emma Gonzalez, I think?
She's an anti-gun activist, and she wore a Cuban flag?
Yeah, she's the gal, that has the shaved head.
I haven't seen it.
I don't know if she's bisexual or lesbian.
Listen, when I do, when I'm done with the show, 3 hours a day, I don't watch any politics ever.
So Stand By Laura campaign is still going on. You can go to Stop the Scalpings. At MediaEqualizer.com is the website, but Stop the Scalpings on Facebook.
But it's, you guys
and
are
we're
more
building
than,
an army.
You got to tell me more. You have to tell me more.
Nationwide army.
What? First of all, I'm the guy who, long before any of this started, went to the biggest conservative publisher in America and said, I want to write a book called The Conservative Revenge List. They're going to come after us, and we have to go after them. I have to make a list of all the companies that are negative and disruptive and disrespectful to Trump and 63 million Trump voters, and I want the second half of the book to be a list of all the companies and all the entertainers who are good to Trump, and these are the ones you buy from, these are the ones you don't. So I was there with that idea. This is that same type of idea, correct?
Well, exactly. And so, and what we have is we generated our activists through Stop the Scalpings. I mean, they worked over the weekend. We had automatic tweets set up, automatic emails, all of the sponsors' contact information, phone numbers, social media accounts, etc. And they literally were working. I mean, the impressions we were getting on Stand With Laura were enormous. And so that's how we can activate the base. We have the people out there. We just don't have the microphone and a $15 million budget of Media Matters behind us to make it happen in, you know, 2 minutes.
They have more than Media Matters behind them. They have billionaires, billionaires on the left.
Of course they do.
Who are
that's
putting
what,
up the money for all of this. Yeah. All right, we're heading off for a quick break. When we get back, more with Megan. You'll stay with me for the first segment of hour number two, correct?
Yes.
So we got you for two more segments. Wayne Allyn Root, more now. Megan Barth joining us. We'll be right back. Root for America, ReaganBabe.com. Hi, I'm Wade Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds. And more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest. I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster, the safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids, and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products bullet-resistant. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life. Clothing that looks cool, but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
War.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Wayne Allen Root, the conservative warrior now at 844-WAR-NOW-1. That's 844-WAR-NOW-1. 844-927-6691. Now, back to war.
All right, first I got to go over the sponsor of the show, and then I will talk to Megan about a very funny story before we get to the serious news of the day. So our new sponsor on the show, by the way, keeping in line with the school shootings and how you want to protect your kids, this is how you protect your kids. You don't ban guns. Bullet Blocker is the new sponsor of our show. And Bullet Blocker is this cool company. It was founded by a guy named Joe Curran. Joe Curran is a former Army Ranger and Deputy Sheriff. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack, so you can send your kids to school with a bulletproof backpack. Now he's built a super successful company with many products that he offers the best bullet-resistant products for your precious asset, your children, and your family. Bulletproof backpacks, bulletproof clothing, bulletproof vests, briefcases, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life, stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com. Isn't that a cool
Love
thing?
It.
Enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com. Now, seriously, if you're a parent right now and you're listening to my show, I don't care what city you're in, if you're in Vegas, wherever you are, if you're in San Antonio listening to WAR Now, you have got to get this for your kids. You have to. You know, you just absolutely have to. If you send your kids off to school every day, how do you know they're coming back? This is how you know your kid is going to be safe with Bulletproof. They've even got inserts you put inside a notebook, so you hold the notebook up and the bullet would hit the notebook and bounce off.
And then when they get older, they can get a concealed carry.
There you go. Straight from Bullet Blocker to concealed carrier. I like it.
And the Parkland students don't like the clear backpacks.
All right, so to a little more humorous topic than the kids at school fighting for their lives and Bullet Blocker and all that, is that we were talking in the off moments here during the ads, Megan and I and Chris, our board op, about Stormy Daniels and Donald Trump. And I just think it's interesting because, of course, women have a very different opinion and vision of all that went on than guys do. And a new poll is out. I wanted to make sure Megan knew about this poll. It's called the Stormy Effect. Trump's support with women has dropped dramatically. At the same time, it has risen dramatically with men. The more men hear about Trump doing Stormy, the more they go, hey, I like that guy. And as women hear about it, and they go, oh, what disgusting. It's the difference male mentality and female mentality, where, you know, we're like, wow, look at Stormy, he did her, wow, and they're like, ooh.
Well, the purpose of the Stormy story, whether, you know, they don't care about the truth, we've already witnessed that, was simply just to do a public smear campaign against Trump so they move the woman's needle on the vote.
But the men's needle went up is the point I'm trying to make.
They weren't going after the men's vote. He already had that locked. They're trying to take a portion of women and turn Trump, you know, get those women to turn against
Trump. I get it. I'm just pointing out that when they did that, the female support went from 41 to 35, and the male support went from 50 to 53. So men like Trump more.
They were giving high fives, right?
Right. They were
whether
high
fives. Whether it was true or not, he was, you know, they were giving him high fives.
Oh, we could have a debate on this one, too. So you're going to defend Trump and say, you know I love Trump, but you're going to defend Trump and say, you don't think it's true? I think it's 100 out of 100% that he did Stormy. 100 out of 100%. There isn't the slightest doubt.
I was taught not to care what he did in his personal
life. It doesn't matter, right? I'm just saying, I know he did it. Come on.
The Democrats taught me that growing up. It's his personal life.
She's a beautiful woman, and he was with her at a golf service. She's sexy as hell. And he saw her, and he said, I can have anything I want, and he did it. That's all. That's the story. Big deal. My answer is, who cares? Move on. That's all.
Right. But see, what's interesting is CNN has this headline of the upcoming Kennedy lived a legendary love life.
Right.
Did his affair connect him to the mob? Well, so they have a serial.
No question. Double standard.
A serial cheater.
Right.
As president,
yes,
was basically betting many, many, many.
He's having orgies, might have been 20 at once, in the White House.
And he's called legendary.
Right. But my point is, if you did men and women a poll, if you could prove that too, all the men would be high-fiving JFK. They'd be high-fiving JFK. So, you know, when
Camelot. It's such a joke.
It's a joke,
and
yet
the same people.
Well, yeah, but let me ask you a question.
The same people that are defending Kennedy's reputation don't want Chappaquiddick released are the same people that defended and protected Harvey Weinstein
and Bill Clinton.
Right.
But my point is, all that really matters in the end is performance. In other words, if you ask me, who's the best running back in the history of the NFL? Without even thinking, I go, O.J. Simpson. The fact that he murdered his wife and a guy who was there, might have been her boyfriend, might have been an innocent guy. What's that guy's name again? Ron Goldman. The fact that he murdered Nicole and Ron Goldman, it has nothing to do with that he was the best running back in NFL history. I can separate, as a conservative and a capitalist, performance from doing bad things. One is, in other words, Pete Rose should be in the Baseball Hall of Fame. Does it matter that he gambled? No, he's the greatest, one of the greatest hitters in the history of mankind, and the most hits in the history of baseball. He should be in the Hall of Fame. So I say the same thing about JFK. You seem to be angry that they're not admitting what a bad guy JFK was, but my point is, did he do good as president? I think yes. Therefore, he should be regarded as a pretty good president. He was basically a Republican. If he was around today, JFK would be a raving capitalist Republican.
Yes, he would. Because he hated communists.
Because he liked to screw women. That means Trump. He was a anti-tax Trump. Very anti-Russia. Pro-American nationalism. Anti-communist. Pro-nationalism. Love America. A Navy veteran. World War II. A hero. He is the ultimate Republican. So my point is, the fact that you betted women has nothing to do with any of this. Zero, zero, zero.
But it's how you treat it. See,
but the media treats it differently, yes.
This is the problem with the right, that they really haven't, well, they're getting to understand, and I think they are understanding. We have to make the left play by their own rules that they set for us. We have to make them live and play by the rules and standards by which they set for us.
Right. I'm with you. It's
because
a terrible double standard. I get
well,
it.
That's right. So make them live. According, you know, CNN was trashing Kyle Kushoff. Well, why don't we go on a CNN boycott? Well, maybe we will.
Right.
What about Vanity Fair and Kurt Eichenwald? Maybe we will.
We'll be right back. War Now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.